Excitation. Presenting authentic stories of heroism and gallantry taken from the histories of war. This is a true story of valor, the story of the courage that helped us to victory against the Axis forces, the courage that burned bright in the darkest days. The time, February 16, 1942. The place, in the coastal waters off Crete, where the Germans were assembling forces for further strikes at Australians and other Allied forces in the Middle East.
Acton! Acton!
I did that, my captain.
Look, love, man.
Come on, my captain.
That's all Lord Porto announces. Only British left around Crete today are the dead, floating in the sea, and the Australian bandits skulking in the hills of Crete.
How much water, Chief?
3 fathoms under, sir.
You have to watch out, eh? Otherwise, we'll be giving His Majesty's submarine Thrasher a barnacle scrape. Steady as she goes. Down periscope. Sound torpedo stations, Chief. Well, Jimmy, so far so good.
Do you see targets, sir?
Make your mouth water, Jimmy. Fat supply ship, and she must be carrying precious cargo. Nazi destroyer is absolutely swarming around her. And Hermann Goering's jolly old Luftwaffe bussing around upstairs.
Not much water here at the mouth of Suda Bay, sir.
Plenty of depth just outside, though. We'll swing round shortly, so we've got our nose headed for the open. Then whack over the tin fish. Let's have another look. Up, periscope. Oh, no. We can't let this one go by. Have a peep, Jimmy.
Oh, a smasher, sir. An absolute smasher. And a beautiful sunny day for it, too.
You're so right, Jimmy. Let's have my periscope back. Thanks. Well, chums. All set. Here we go. Fire one. Fire two. That's her, chaps. Down periscope. Up 500. Slippery now, men. I don't think the Nazis are going to like us.
That was the understatement of the war. In broad daylight off Suda Bay, the British submarine Thrasher, commanded by Lieutenant Mackenzie, torpedoed a valuable supply ship right under the noses of Nazi destroyers and patrolling aircraft. The supply ship exploded, and that explosion set off a swift and efficient hunt for HMS Thrasher.
What do you read, Chief?
60 feet, sir.
Hydrophones?
Good fellows, sir. Approaching anon 3 out 18 knots, sir. The 564 out 20 knots.
Stop engines. Silence. Out here now, lads. Those Nazi destroyers and aircraft up there are about to start a small hate session. Let's relax and enjoy it.
Hear that, chum? Destroyer right over us. And another. And another. Hold on. Depth charges next. First one. One was a bomb. Notice the difference, chum?
Can't say I did.
Oh, you will before this little lot is over.
Propeller noise is going, sir.
Well, about time. Those chaps have been at us for a solid hour.
Counted 37 explosions, sir. Both depth charges and bombs.
I agree with your figures, Chief. I think we all counted them. All right. Appears they've given up the hunt. And then again, they may not have. So we'll just lie here until dark. Then we can go up and get some fresh air. Meantime, keep quiet, lads. For all we know, they may still be lurking with engine stopped. Be like me and have a snooze.
So, after that ordeal by depth charging and bombs, His Majesty's submarine Thrasher lay in the depths until dark, then prepared to surface, not knowing that a vengeful enemy was ready to deal them sudden death.
All right, chaps, let's give it a fly. Dark up there now. Prepare to surface. Periscope. Black as pitch. Not a sign of a soul. Okay. Down periscope and stand by for surfacing.
And as submarine Thrasher rose out of the depths into the surface darkness, there came the rush of water from her conning tower and deck, followed by the slap of night waves as she wallowed. Then another sound penetrated to the men at their stations in the steel hull.
Hear that, Jimmy?
Aye, aye, sir. I do hear it.
You'll pick it up, Chief?
Ugly sound, sir.
All right, you chaps, what is it?
Could be damage to the top of the conning tower, sir.
Sounds more like something rolling around loose in the gun turret, sir.
I agree with you, Chief. Okay, let's do something about it. This is enemy-held territory. Can't swan around here all night, acting like a garbage can.
How's my responsibility, sir? Petty Officer Gould and myself will take a look.
Right, you are, Peter. You too, Gould. Up you go. If we've hooked ourselves onto a Nazi destroyer, tell the Jerrys Admiralty doesn't allow Thrasher to take vessels in tow.
Aye, aye, sir. Come on, Tommy. Come get some fresh air.
Nice and dark, sir.
Wet, Tommy. So much noise climbing out of that hatch.
Torch safe, sir?
Not on your life, Tommy. This is a feeding job. Too many Nazis are in these waters right now. Careful now. This stinks slippery. Ouch! Oh, and into the drink. Give me a hand. Here's the damn turret.
Whatever is loose in here is certainly heavy, sir. Listen to a roll now.
We'll soon find out what it is. Come on. Black as the inside of a Noah's whale. Can't see my hand in front of my face.
Take it easy, sir. The thing's heavy. It'll hit you.
If it hits anything the right way, we won't be worrying anymore.
You panned it? What is it, sir?
An unexploded bomb. 200 pounds by the feel of it.
Blimey.
Oh, blimey. Dropped on us and penetrated into this gun turret, and here she is running around ready to blow the whole lot of us to kingdom come. Oh,
try it, steady it. Here, listen, sir. Something else clanking further along the turret.
Yeah, I can hear it.
What is it? I'll find out. Hold on, sir. I won't be a minute. Another one, sir. Another unexploded bomb rolling about in his ear gun tuck.
Tommy, we need a line and some Hessian. Go below and get him.
But this one breaks loose again, sir.
Dawn's not far off, Tommy. Do as I say. Just wrap the Hessian around it. Now, chum, let's move our temperamental visitor. Easy there. Easy. Come on, old girl. Don't knock that nose of yours against the side. Keep the line taut, Tommy. She's shifting.
Belay there. Hold her.
Oh, she swung those on to us, the hull. All right. Let's start up again. Easy now, Tommy. Easy.
Still wrestling with those bombs up there? How long now, Chief?
57 minutes, so far, sir.
57 years. If it feels that long to us down here, how much longer it must feel to those two lads up there?
There she goes, Tommy. The second one slid into the water.
Oh, what about a drink, sir?
Let's get up and I'll give them the glad tidings, huh?
That you, Peter?
Aye, sir. Lieutenant Roberts, Petty Officer Gould, reporting mission completed, sir.
Dive! Dive! Dive!
A gallant episode at sea in German-held waters off Crete. It was enacted at about the same time that Lieutenant Colonel C.G. W. Anderson of the AIF was winning his Victoria Cross in Malaya, and J.H. Gordon of the AIF was winning his V.C. in Syria. The valor of those two submariners in the waters off Crete was part of the pattern of courage that brought the Allies to victory against the enemy. For their part in the dark drama on that sea-swept deck, Lieutenant Peter Roberts and Petty Officer Tommy Gould were each awarded the Victoria Cross. Citation. These stories are authentic. The program is produced at AWA by Donald Crosby for Army Public Relations.